I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
That's the truth. Dan Buck in here alongside me this morning, along with Ethan Bright and Sue Thomas. We got you covered on a Tuesday morning. Hey, Dan, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is it true that one of your primary sources of news is the Hindustan Times?
Yeah. Every morning I wake up to the Hindu whatever you just said.
The Hindustan Times. This is the report. This is the headline this morning in the Hindustan Times, which is, I guess, out of India somewhere. I don't know. Trump to make surprise announcement amid health rumors. Internet asks, is he resigning? So there's a 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central Time announcement by Trump today. He's holding a press conference of some sort at 1 o'clock today. And the lefties in this country, including Republicans Against Trump or some organization I never heard of, probably headlined by Liz Cheney, is speculating that Donald Trump is going to resign.
Yeah.
So, just so you know, you didn't have that on your bingo card for today.
They probably have the inside scoop at the White House, I'm guessing, the Hindu Times.
The Hindustan Times, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, right.
I know they're my go-to source for news, but anyway, that should brighten up your morning today. You know, there was a rumor circulating that the president was seen at the Walter Reed Medical Center yesterday, and maybe the first lady was seen there, and there's all this speculation about where in the world is Donald Trump. Meanwhile, he's on the golf course playing golf. Says he's never felt better in his entire life. I found that on the Independent this morning. Trump claps back after weekend speculation. Says, I've never felt better in my entire life. What is wrong with people? They just, and the point of it is, they went 4 years and ignored Joe Biden stumbling and bumbling and keeping the lid on and
falling,
you know,
off bikes, falling upstairs.
Thank you. And today they're speculating that Donald Trump needs to resign because of his health.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It is.
The double standard, too, is just so apparent. It's like y'all just wanted to ignore that he couldn't put two sentences together. But now Donald Trump is dying, or he's going to resign of his health, really?
Never watched Charlemagne the God, I other than him making news a few times, interviewing Kamala Harris and all that. If not for that, I wouldn't even know who the guy is. But he got into it this weekend with the former head of the Democratic National Committee and basically said, you lied to us. The guy got mad at him for saying it. He goes, you came on this program and told me there was nothing wrong with Joe Biden repeatedly, and we could see it with our own eyes. I didn't lie to anybody about anything. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
I'll give credit to the guy for calling him out.
Dozens of people lied to us.
Oh,
I mean, who had close contact, who knew there was major. When the doctor goes and takes the fifth on non-medical questions, you know that he was lying.
There's something.
And people were hiding it. Yeah.
Yep. That's absolutely the truth. All right. We got John Lampen coming up, bottom of the hour. There is a special session of the Missouri legislature. You're going to look at two things this time, not just redistricting, but initiative petition reform, something they should have done 2 or 3 years ago when Bob Onder and Nick Schroer and Bill Iga were up there screaming about it in Jeff City, and nobody did anything. And suddenly abortion is legal up until birth in Missouri. And now we're going to maybe address it. I don't know. I think it's a little late, maybe. But maybe we stop the next crazy thing coming down the track being funded by outside money. We shall see. Right now, I want us to get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Wants to have troops on the ground to stop people from voting, to intimidate people from going to the voting booth.
Does anybody? That's the governor of the state of Illinois. Who believes that crap? There must be enough people in Big Blue Chicago that are stoned all the time that they truly believe Donald Trump is sending in troops to stop voting instead of crime.
Unbelievable. I mean, talk about a bailout. I mean, yeah, bad politics.
In L.A., do you think ICE is not going to show up around voting and polling booths to chill participation? You know that.
That's Gavin Newsom. Think there's some talking points that were sent out among them there, Dan?
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, what, if ICE is showing up, that means illegals are at the voting place? I don't know. I thought illegals weren't supposed to vote. So why would ICE show up there?
That's an interesting question.
And they're fighting for the rights of illegals. They're fighting for the rights of gang members and cartel members. It's out of control. It's insane. And I look forward to watching the videos of soldiers entering Chicago and getting Chicago safer than it's ever been, because the mayor certainly is not doing it. Neither is the governor.
Yeah, that is the truth. And sometimes you've got to listen to them when it goes in there. And I think they will. I think the troops are going to Chicago. It is going to be a spectacle to behold.
Forgive me if I don't go with CNN stats, okay? CNN has proven itself to be wholly inaccurate in all kinds of things for the last 10 years, perpetrators of the Russia hoax, and that we didn't have an open border. So please forgive me if I don't take your stats for granted.
Seb Gorka. I love Seb Gorka. I love his voice. He was on with Breonna Keeler on CNN, one of the worst offenders over there, only behind Aaron Burnett, probably. Well, they got a bunch of crazy ones, but Nicole Wallace is on MSDNC, so I'm talking CNN right now. She's on there debating Gorka because he brought up the word trans in connection with the shooter in Minneapolis. Why does it bother the left? Because, you know, if the guy was a white separatist who was, I don't know, a proud boy and voted for Donald Trump, this would still be the top story in all of the headlines. And now that he's not, and he is a transgender confused boy who thinks he's a girl, well, they suddenly don't want to talk about it anymore. They want to pivot to gun control. And Seb Gorka didn't let her get away with that this weekend. It's kind of a long bite, but listen to him confront her when she tries to claim, but why are you talking about his sexuality? Because that's not common in these sorts of situations. Listen.
So let's narrow it down then, because by CNN's count, when you look at 32 school shootings since 2020, in which you have four or more people who have been killed, so these are the larger school shootings, only three of 32 of those shootings were committed by transgender shooters.
Yeah, forgive me if I don't go with CNN stats, okay? CNN has proven itself to be wholly inaccurate in all kinds of things for the last 10 years, perpetrators of the Russia hoax, and that we didn't have an open border. So please forgive me if I don't take your stats for granted.
All right, it's simple math. Two of 32
No, it's
shootings.
Not. It's distortions. You are distorting the facts. Let me be clear. In just a couple of years, we have seen seven mass shootings involving people of transgender nature or who are confused in their gender. Seven.
I saw what you
just
tweeted.
The last couple
I see,
of years.
I see
that
your
is
list
inordinately
of seven.
High. So
I
please,
see your list of seven. Two of them
I'm
are.
Gonna stick, I'm going to see.
Sebastian and
I'm
Mr.
I'm
going to
stick
Gorka.
With the facts and not okay. Not CNN's pseudo facts.
We can't.
He just giving her hell.
Well, and it's way more than two.
It's way more than two.
I mean, you've got both Denver shootings that were both identified trans. You've got Aberdeen, which was a identified trans. Nashville clearly was. I mean, she had a he, she, whatever you want to call her, had a whole, you know, hate
diary.
Letter.
Yeah.
Yet the Uvalde shooter was clearly trans. Now, although not confirmed by the family, but by friends saying absolutely was a cross-dresser. I know that Colt Gray, all you had to do is look at the picture of the dude, clearly was a trans, and that was in Georgia. That was the Georgia shooter. Iowa shooter for sure. Philadelphia, Colorado Springs. I mean, that's nine that I can just recall that were all trans shooters. And let's say it was 9 of 32. Okay, that's one third.
Yeah.
The trans population is less than 1% of the overall population. So 33% of the shooters, of the mass shooters over the past 5 years have been trans. That's disproportionate to the population. Clearly there's a problem there. And for anybody to ignore that this is a mental illness and that that these drugs and these hormones are having clearly an adverse effect is ridiculous.
And that's the rub. And they now have to go on and defend it because they don't want it to be declared a mental illness.
There are lawsuits coming, I promise you, that families of the victims of these shooters should be going after Big Pharma. They know that this is causing anger and depression and causing all kinds of problems, and yet they continue to promote it and give it out. I am telling you, there's going to be a major class action lawsuit of everybody who's a victim of one of these trans shooters of saying you knew this would be a side effect.
And I'm sure it's in the small print somewhere on all of these drugs, right?
Suicidal?
Side effects, suicidal, yeah. You know, right. Whatever. Yeah, it's true.
But they're still promoting it after clear cases of violence after taking those hormones.
Hey, we got another lefty leaving the country. Can we have a round of applause? I think we probably need that. We're going to talk more about that for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And John Lamping, bottom of the hour, on the special session that starts tomorrow.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Bro, stay tuned. All right, so remember Jenny from Forrest Gump? Yeah. Jenny from Forrest Gump is out. She's leaving.
She's going to leave the country.
Yeah. Robin Wright is leaving the country because America is a crap show, she said. I'm paraphrasing there.
Run, Robin, run.
Run. Run, Robin. Watch Robin run. Watch. Thank you.
Run, Forrest, run.
Now, she didn't specifically mention Trump, but she did announce that she is fleeing to Europe. London, specifically, apparently is where Robin Wright is going. House of Cards star and Forrest Gump star. That America had become a crap show, she said in an interview with the Sunday Times. She was happy to have left. It's liberating to be done. To be done with searching, looking, and getting 60% of what you wanted. What does that even mean? Wright went on to praise her new country, adding she was relieved to get away from the noise of Los Angeles. I love being in this country, she added of England. There's a freedom of self here. People are so kind. They're living. They're not in a car in traffic, panicked on a phone call, eating a sandwich. That's most of America. Everything's rush, competition, and speed. Well, there's a reason we're superior. But feel free to get the hell out, Robin.
Can
she
take Tom Hanks with her? Any chance?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
I got a bunch of them she could take with her, including Rosie O'Donnell.
She's already gone.
Well, she is gone.
Ireland's ready to boot her out.
I know that. But Rosie, of course, as soon as the shooting happened in Minnesota, we were talking about the shooting earlier. As soon as the shooting happened, she went on with her sad little pouty face from Ireland, where she's living now. And she immediately blamed it on a MAGA shooter. Must have been a MAGA shooter who did this. Like within an hour of the shooting happening, she was on the internet claiming this crap. And yesterday, Rosie issued for her a bit of an apology for jumping to conclusions on that situation. Go to cut 13 for what it's worth.
I know a lot of you were very upset about the video I made before I went away for a few days. I didn't go online and haven't seen them till today. But you are right. I did not do my due diligence before I made that emotional statement. And I said things about the shooter that were incorrect. I assumed, like most shooters, they followed a standard MO and had standard, you know, feelings of you know, NRA-loving kind of gun people. Anyway, the truth is, I messed up, and when you mess up, you fess up. I'm sorry. This is my apology video, and I hope it's enough.
Well, did her fans even come down on her going, hey, Rosie, you might want to check some facts before you go out on the internet?
Well, I doubt it was anybody, any of her fans. Of course, she never mentioned the fact that not only was I wrong, but the guy was it was a guy who thought he was a girl, and he was really confused. Of course, she's never gonna be critical of the trans community in any way, shape,
right,
or form. But she did apologize for jumping to the conclusion and suggesting that most of these are Trump-loving, gun-toting people that shoot places up.
Yeah, which I challenge her to show me that fact.
I will guarantee you,
she'll
Rosie
need another
O'Donnell,
apology,
that not a single one of the 54 shootings in Chicago this weekend was related to anybody that supports Donald Trump.
Yeah,
I would be willing to lay money on that. Absolutely lay money on that.
They just had Pastor Brooks on Fox News a few minutes ago. He's that South Chicago pastor who's been fighting so much for help and support to try to stop the violence there. He's probably about the only conservative, say conservative person up, you know, down in the south part of Chicago where about 80% of these crimes are occurring.
I did see an interview yesterday, and I forget which channel I was watching, but I saw an interview yesterday with the one of the aldermen for the city of Chicago who basically said, we need help. I don't know what the hell Pritzker and Brandon Johnson are talking about, but we obviously have a crime problem here, and they figured out a way to slow that down or stop it in Washington. Why aren't we doing the same thing? Seems like common sense. There's not a whole lot of that in the northern half of Illinois, unfortunately. All right, back with Senator John Lamping in just a minute. Yes, indeed. Former Senator John Lamping on the line with us this morning. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dan and Mike. Good to be with you both.
Yeah, it's good. Good to have you on here. That's fantastic. You know, I tell you, I was reading the story this weekend about the special session that gets underway tomorrow, and I was more than a little surprised that IP reform was included in it. How about you?
Well, Mark, I'm thrilled that IP reform was included in it. We both agree that it needs to be done. But I think it speaks a lot to Mike Kehoe. I mentioned before on your show that Mike really doesn't want to do this map. He really doesn't like the idea of a 7-1 map. He was lieutenant governor when it was brought up to legislature, and he never said anything about it. And I think what he did by kind of going slow and taking a few weeks since Trump suggested he was going to call a special session is that he looked at the IP reform as another part of the special session that he could focus on more explicitly. And he was good. So in the end of the day, he ended up doing things his way and not Trump's way in his mind. Now, having said that, it was a huge gift. When Trump got behind this initiative, it was a huge political gift to Mike Kehoe, and it made sense that he would ultimately call special session. But the IP reform's there to make him feel as if this really should happen, that we really should have a special session, and it's kind of his imprint on it. You notice that Trump didn't tweet about IP reform.
No, he didn't. Yeah, that did. I mean, is it too little, too late on IP reform? Where did this come from? I mean, we had the last 2 years, the entire last session. I'm not even sure it was even brought up, and now all of a sudden, it's in a special session. Am I wrong about that?
Well, it's super long overdue, but as I've discussed with you before, the reason it hasn't happened up till now is that it's a huge moneymaker for political consultants. The fact that we've got the lowest threshold in the country, all initiative petition has to do is get over 50% of the popular vote. It makes our state a state where all kinds of trial IPs are sent, and when that happens, that means that tens of millions of dollars get spent. Our political consultants here in Missouri benefit by that, so they've done a very good job of keeping reform away from the public. But at some point, you've got to change this, because the initiative petitions are getting more and more radically left, and it's very difficult to beat an initiative petition that's heavily funded. So when you fund it, like I know the an initiative petition that's out there that could potentially be on the ballot soon is the idea that we would split our electoral votes by popular vote here in Missouri. Now, you and I would think that's crazy, that why would we agree to that? Well, if somebody spent $50 million on an initiative petition and they could just say, hey, it's representation, that when all of Missouri electoral votes go to one candidate, when 40% of the people vote for the person who loses, that it just makes sense that 40% of the vote should go to the losing candidate. And so I think that was enough to scare the governor. And like I said before, he liked the idea of having the special session be about more than just a 7-1 map.
And John, walk us through what that solution looks like. What is that piece of legislation? How are they going to put those protections in there? How do you see something like that reading?
I think what they're going to do is they're going to they recognize the fact that the 50% threshold sounds very good to the average person, that they don't want to give that up, that in other states that have tried to raise it from 50 to 58 or 60 or 2/3, that none of them have been successful, because it just sounds like you're taking the voice away of the people in a simplistic commercial. So rather than do that, what they're going to do is they're going to require that some majority of the congressional districts vote in favor of an initiative petition, or it even could go down to like the precinct level. So what that does is, if you think about a far left initiative petition proposal, the vote's all centered in St. Louis County, Boone County, and in Jackson County in Kansas City. That's where all the vote comes from. And the rest of the state, 100 of the 113 counties, maybe 110 of them all vote the same way. And yet the initiative petition still passes because it's a simple majority. So I think what they'll say is, we're going to keep the simple majority, but it's also going to require that a majority of the congressional districts or a majority of the counties also vote in favor of the petition in order for it to pass.
Yeah.
So I think that's how they're going to try to do it.
The version I saw was congressional districts. So a majority of congressional districts, so what, five of the eight would have to have at least a 50+1 vote in addition to an overall statewide 50+1 vote. And then without upping the percentage, I would have preferred a 65 or 67% threshold. They're not going to go there. They're just not going to go there. But maybe they can sell this one. I mean, I hope they can. Is this something that they'd end up having to put on the ballot, John?
Yep. You're changing. It's a constitutional change. So
okay.
You're changing the Missouri Constitution. So it would be on the ballot. So it would be on the ballot concurrent with. Well, that's the second part of the whole thing is when if it like they're going to succeed, like special sessions. I was part of two special sessions. One failed, one succeeded. The one that failed was the China Hub. It was very controversial and should clearly have never been called. But when that's when Jay Nixon was the governor, and it wasn't a unified group of people. So both of these are going to pass. Keogh wouldn't have called it this way unless he knew that in advance. But what's interesting is he'll be responsible for determining when it goes on the ballot. And my question would be, will this go on the ballot, in one of those odd elections, or will it go on the ballot before the general cycle of 2026? So when we're trying to, we're trying to pass the abortion, the new abortion ban. So that's to be determined. And I think, though, that if you look hard at the idea that's out there, that a majority of the congressional districts have to also be in favor of the IP reform, things like restrictions on abortion would pass, because I think it actually would probably pass fairly easily.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and let's transition real quick to redistricting. Will this get the kind of national attention, the fact that it's only one additional Republican seat, is it going to catch as much heat nationally as Texas did for the effort by Missouri to pick up that one congressional seat?
Well, it'll get national attention, of course. I would suggest that what Texas did wasn't that radical. They added five. They could have added a lot more. A radical map here would be to go to eight and have no Democratic representation, like many Democratic states, in particular Massachusetts, which has nine, has always had nine Democrats and no Republicans. We're obviously not going to go there. I know the interesting thing will be to see who's the next state and when do we find out. I think Indiana is the one that's the next one most likely. But yeah, I mean, it's picking up one. Dan, if we tried to go 8-0, I think that would get a lot of news. And I kind of wish I don't understand the point of not going 8-0. If you're going to go 7-1, you know, that's 87% of the state will be, you know, of the vote essentially will be cast at the congressional level in Republican. Why not just go for 100-0? It's the same thing.
While Keogh is called the special session, has he come out at all publicly in favor of the redistricting? Because he still has kind of hedged that fence.
No, that's very observant. Now, you won't see him out doing press conferences talking about it so explicitly. Everything he said since Trump tweeted was he's speaking to leaders, he's building consensus. And then when he made the announcement and made the call, I mean, technically he's calling for a 7-1 map. Like what it happens in a special session, you get a call that is very narrow. So the topics that can be discussed and debated and legislated are very narrow, and it's this version. He released a version of the map. So you're right that he's yet to come out and explicitly state why this should happen, but he is willing to let it happen.
Wow. Well, appreciate your thoughts on this, John, as always. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, good being with you. Take care.
You bet. Awesome. John Lamping there, former state senator. That's a good point. I always, on a lot of these special session issues, I always had hoped Governor Parson would be more in your face about it. I mean, if you're calling it and it's something you want, get out there and campaign for it.
Yeah, usually you're working your lawmakers. You're making sure that you're putting up the position of the party for the entire state, and you're hoping to get those legislators on board. He's not doing that.
Well,
he's called the session, but he's not out there trumpeting that we need to get this done.
And the key there might be a lot of those people who have fought this so hard in the past are probably biting their nails right now. And I don't know, maybe the governor's heard from some of them. I don't know.
It's going to get done.
I hope. I do too.
I sure hope it gets done.
It's so long overdue. It's just unbelievable that it's taken them this long. And the Republican supermajority has drug its feet for that long on that issue. All right, coming up, we'll get to in other news. Next hour, we got Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends first. We got our friend Mark Walters on 2A Tuesday. Can't wait to talk to him in light of what we've learned about this tragic shooting up in Minneapolis and the fallout since then. We'll get to all of it for you straight ahead.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In other news.
Well, I have to tell you, did you play Powerball this weekend, Dan?
I did not, but I think I got to get one now.
Man,
whenever it goes over, when it goes over the B.
Yeah. I know Sue never plays, but I've told her before that if I win, I'm going to take care of you, Sue Thomas.
Very thoughtful. I appreciate that.
I'm going to say that publicly on the radio because you can't win if you don't play. It's 1.3
billion.
Billion, as the president would say.
Billion.
It's billions. There was no winner Monday night, and I'm sure that even after taxes, you're taking home, what, $600-700 million, probably?
Now, how do they know it's 1.3 billion? Because isn't it supposed to be a percentage of the ticket sales? There's a ton of people like me who never buy lottery tickets, but we're going to buy one for this drawing.
In Monday's drawing, there were two $2 million winners, 10 $1 million winners, including two in New Jersey, one in New York. If a lucky ticket holder beats the 1 in 292 million odds, they can opt for a one-time lump sum payment of $589 million before taxes, or receive annuity payments of over $5 million annually for 30 years, I think I would take the annuity.
Absolutely. As long as you can put it in your trust and your family gets it.
And your family's
going
to get it. Because
I think once you die, you don't get it anymore.
I think you do.
No, I think you do.
Yeah, I think if you put it in a trust, you can.
I thought that's why everybody always took the lump sum, because if something happened to you, that's it.
God, that doesn't even seem legally fair.
Or you...
They take half of it. That's not legally fair.
I'll tell you what's not legally fair. More than half. If it's 1.3 and you only get
$589 before
the
taxes.
Government or whoever's running that deal is pocketing the rest.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
It sounds like that's what's going on. Yeah.
Wow. Man. All right. It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you hear about this Swansea elderly guy, Bill Crispin? Have you heard about this story?
I have not, no.
He was missing since August 23rd. He was located on Sunday in the back of a cornfield across from Christ Church there in Swansea. Searchers had been out for like a week looking for this guy. August 23rd to this weekend.
Wow.
No food, no water, and he's alive.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're saying he was dehydrated. He apparently got kind of stuck down in some thick brush and couldn't get his way out. Could not get his way out. Searchers had checked that cornfield multiple times. This time they happened to just catch a glimpse of him through this thick brush.
Wow.
And he was rescued. Good for him. Unbelievable.
Like, did he have some good reserves on his belly like I do, and therefore he was able to
lost a lot of weight, but that he was in good spirits and grateful to be rescued.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts.
At least it wasn't 90 degrees the past week. That probably
harvesting time.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. So another shark attack, this time in Key West. If you saw this, an 8-year-old child was with his dad and brother. They were about 4 miles off the end of the Keys there, and they were on some area where you can spearfish. Like you can basically snorkel and spearfish, and he got attacked by a shark. And they had to flag down a local dive boat, which happened to be out there. They applied tourniquets, but the kid lost a significant amount of blood. And they were able to get the kid back to shore, and he's being treated right now, but they described his condition as severe. So,
wow.
That scares me to death, I'm telling you.
Wow.
The whole thought of it.
Hey, Hershey Park, you've ever been there? That huge amusement park in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I have not, no.
A child was reported missing about 5 o'clock on Saturday. The next thing they know, the parents look up and the little boy, about 6 years old, is walking on the monorail track way above, like 50 feet into the air. A dude, just a spectator in the park, jumps up on a building, shimmies himself up onto the rail and rescues the kid before the next train came and wiped the kid out. Yeah, I mean, unbelievable.
I saw just a clip of that of the guy rescuing him, but I didn't see how close it was to the next tram coming by.
Yeah, they said that he had wandered onto the tracks from a station and was freaking out. You could see the boy didn't know which way to go. The guy's yelling at him to stand still so he could get to him. But man, what a harrowing! Can you imagine being the parents down below watching?
Oof,
my gosh!
Imagine wanting to wring the kid's neck when you got him back down there. I can imagine that. Glad you survived. I'm gonna kill you.
That's right.
All right, coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends, first, and Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger later in the show on this special session. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.